Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moeb Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning. Middle of another big week here in the Moeb community, and grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you so much for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday. I do appreciate it. I enjoy it, and hopefully you do too. Hopefully you get some good stuff out of this. And I want to talk to you today about something that has come up in the past. People have said to me, you know, it's really difficult sometimes. I love to listen to you. I feel great about it. But there are times where I'm just not sure if it's going to work out. Ever had that experience where you're like, man, I've put so much time and effort, energy, maybe money into something, and you're just not sure if it's going to win? It happens. But I want you to remember something. I've been talking a little bit about this entire week. The world around you is really one big amplifier, almost like a movie projector of evidence and signs about the path that we're on. Now, sometimes those signs we get tell us that we're winning, right? We can look around and we're like, man, I'm getting great results. This is awesome. Sometimes they're warning signs telling us to beware, maybe to slow down, perhaps even turn around, maybe pivot just a little bit. The question that we have to ask ourselves is, what are the signs really trying to tell us? Because sometimes the signs are trying to tell us to keep going. Sometimes we have to go higher, faster, and farther than we thought we could. Sometimes we have to dig deep, realize that we're only at our 40% threshold, like I talked about the other day. I want to give you five signs to look for. Five signs that will tell you that you're about to succeed. And I want you to think about these five signs and ask yourself if they're showing up in your daily life, especially in your business. Number one is that you have a nagging desire to want to quit. Almost everyone experiences this from time to time. But if you start to feel it where it's showing up quite a bit, you're thinking to yourself, man, I think it's time to throw in the towel. Realize this. Almost always this happens right before the finish line. The key is to ignore it and to press on. You guys have heard me tell the story before, but back in 2012, I ran a marathon. First time I'd ever run anything like that in my life. I was not an endurance athlete by any stretch. I have a torn ACL that I had rehabbed and corrected and repaired, but man, I was furthest thing from being a what you would call an endurance athlete. 26.2 miles is a long way to go. And I remember hitting the wall at exactly the halfway point. I was at 13 miles, had just passed the 13-mile mark, and I was probably right between, you know, right at the exact halfway mark of that 26.2 miles when it hit me. I felt awful. My body was feeling terrible. My entire lower legs just were cramping up. I literally felt like I couldn't breathe very deep. I thought, man, what am I dying here? And I had this desire to just want to not run anymore. What's interesting is my wife, who was trailing along with me, said, hey, just slow down and walk a little bit. You don't have to run the whole thing. So I slowed down and I walked. And I felt stronger. And I ran again. And then it happened again and again and again, several times until I got to mile 22. And I thought to myself, there's absolutely no way I'm going to get to the finish, to cross that finish line. But here's the key you have to realize. That typically speaking, that desire to quit happens right before you're about to cross a finish line. Maybe not the finish line, but a finish line to where you break through to that next level in your capability, that next level in your confidence, that next level in your belief. Sometimes we hit that threshold right before we're going to break through to that next level in our performance. Do not listen to that desire to want to quit. When you have a nagging desire to quit, it's a sure sign that you're about to win. Next is that you're exhausted. Now, this one isn't always an indication that you're about to complete the mission, but it is always the marker of an imminent breakthrough. A little bit like I was talking about with the marathon. I was wiped out. I thought, I don't have anything left. My body's quitting on me. I literally felt like maybe my internal organs were shutting down. I felt so terrible. I just wanted to just lay on the street. It was an awful feeling. But what's interesting about it is if we can push through and experience that jump in strength to be able to find that place where we break through to get a better result, if we could just have the patience with ourselves to endure a little bit longer, that's when magic happens. If you're exhausted right now, if you feel like you've been putting out for so long, and you're saying to yourself, I don't know how much more I can take of this. I don't know how much longer I can hang in there. I want you to take that as an excellent sign that you are about to win. Now, does it mean that you're about to accomplish the mission and finish the race, cross the finish line? Not always. But it does mean that you have finally gotten to a place where you've expended the initial sugar rush of motivation, the excitement of the start, the dopamine hit that we get from doing something new. You've burned through all of that artificial feeling. Now you're experiencing what it really takes to win, what it really takes to do something worthwhile. Do not squander this opportunity. Stick with it. Push through. Play the guitar till the fingers bleed. Lift the weight till the muscles ache. Write, sing, create until your brain throbs. But whatever you do, push through the exhaustion. Push through and experience that increase in your strength and, of course, the results that come with it. Number three is you suddenly feel like you're out of ideas. You ever had this experience where you feel like you've thrown absolutely everything at the challenge? For whatever reason, you're not coming up with a solution? Just about the time you think you've tried everything. You've thrown the kitchen sink. You've exhausted every option. Just about that time, realize that success is typically lurking right around that particular corner. It's a good time to throttle back and assess, to allow the break to deliver the solution. Think about that. Think about when you're feeling wiped out, when you say to yourself, man, I got no other options, no other ideas. Sometimes it's because we push too hard. Sometimes it's because we're hanging on too tight. Sometimes it's because we're so married to an idea that we haven't given it a chance to do its full gestation period. That's when we have to sometimes just release and allow. It sucks, especially for the type performers out there and the type A's like myself who feel like we are in constant control of everything. You're not. And sometimes releasing that control is one of the best gifts you can give yourself and the best way to help you actually accomplish the mission. If you feel like you're out of ideas, remember, it's probably a great time to just throttle back and take a break and allow that break to deliver the solution. That break in your effort, that break in your constantly thinking about the problem. Sometimes we just got to relax a little bit. Now, am I saying that you have to go on vacation and forget about it and act like nothing's going on? No. But sometimes it's a good time to just drop down and do a quick workout. Take a quick break in nature. Rest your brain. And by the way, this is something I prescribe in my course called Flight School to Success when I help people get better focus, better results, and actually go out there and accomplish their mission. One of the most important things you can do for yourself to get better focus is to take regular breaks. And a break does not mean checking your cell phone or checking your Facebook or your Twitter feed or your Instagram. It means doing nothing. It means resting your brain for a spell of 5 or 10 minutes. Meditate if you must. Sing a song, play music, whatever you need to. But give yourself the ability to actually rest your brain, your heart, and your soul. You'll be amazed at what can happen when you do that, especially if you find that you're out of ideas. But realize this. Just like having that desire to want to throw in the towel or feeling completely exhausted, if you've hit the limit and you're out of ideas, it's a sure sign that you're about to win. Next, you ever had that intense feeling like there is no hope? You ever had that feeling like, man, I got nothing left? If this doesn't work out, I'm doomed. And I'm starting to feel that sense of doom right now. If it feels like there is no hope, chances are very good that you're on the path to victory. I'm reminded of the great quote by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. If you feel like you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. You see, this is the time when we have to be the most resilient. This is the time when we have to stick in just a little bit longer. Different than feeling like quitting, it feels like you've lost hope. You say to yourself, oh, I'm far from quitting. There's no quit in me. But then there's that nagging sense inside of you that maybe this isn't going to work out. You've been trying everything. You're exhausting your resources. You're exhausting your time. You're exhausting yourself. And you're starting to lose hope. Now, you've heard me say this perhaps as recently as last week. Hope is a terrible strategy, but we all need it. If you think you've lost hope, chances are that you're about to succeed. Chances are that you've been pushing so hard that you're about to have a major breakthrough. The question is, can you hang in there? Can you stay locked in? Because if you can, then you're going to be in for a really amazing ride. But you've got to be willing to tie that rope, tie that knot, and hang on. Number five, the fifth sure sign that you're about to win is you just got another big idea. Now, a moment ago, I was talking about being completely out of ideas, but sometimes you're not out of ideas. Sometimes you go, oh, I've got this other great big idea. Maybe this is something I should pursue. I'll put this thing on hold for just a minute and pursue this next big idea. But be careful. It might just be a distraction in disguise. Because if you've been around the block a few times and you've experienced what it's like to feel like you don't want to do it anymore, or that you're so exhausted, or that you might run out of ideas, or that there is no hope, then all of a sudden you get this brand new idea and it serves as the most amazing escape hatch in the world. It's that parachute we can pull to jump out of the airplane of our fears, to leave the crash site of all of our self-doubt, limiting beliefs. Great ideas are awesome, but sometimes they just need to be cataloged, recorded, and put aside. Sometimes you just have to stay the course. I heard some self-appointed guru say this recently. Oh man, if it doesn't feel right, change course. I got news for you. There's going to be lots of times where it doesn't feel good. There'll be lots of times when you're uncomfortable and tired and sore and pissed off and disheartened, and when the hope is starting to dwindle. That is not the time to change course. That is the time to stay put. That is the time to be courageous, to be tenacious, and to hold the line. Just because you get another big idea doesn't mean that you shouldn't act on it, but it also doesn't mean that it should be acted on right now. If it's distracting you, if it's alluring you, trying to pull you away from the mission that you're on, be very careful. It might be a sign that you're about to win. Don't pull yourself away from the finish line in pursuit of something else that's going to take you far away from that finish line. I want to give you one more bonus. I know that I said there were five sure signs that you're about to win, but I want to give you a sixth one, and I want you to pay close attention to this because this applies to literally anybody who's ever done anything significant with their life. You will eventually run into people, if you haven't already, that will doubt you. The naysayers, the haters as they're called. People that will go out of their way to tell you how it can't be done, shouldn't be done, won't be done, and how you won't win. The doubters are going to be around you. One sure sign that you're about to win is when the doubters start sounding like they're making sense. Why? Because it's your self-doubt. It's that inner voice in your ear that's been pounding away at your psyche, waiting to get in, waiting to be heard. And finally, your resistance is low, and you're starting to think that those doubters are making sense. Don't listen to it. It's just your self-doubt trying to be heard. Ignore it and press on. If you've ever felt like throwing in the towel, if you've ever felt exhausted, if you've ever felt completely out of ideas and solutions, you've thrown everything you can at it, and for whatever reason, you're not coming up with the answers. Or if all of a sudden you start to feel like there is no hope, or perhaps you've got that next big idea, before you've completed the one that you've already begun. And if the doubters are starting to make sense, congratulations. Chances are very high you are about to succeed. Does it mean that you're about to accomplish the mission and get the result that you were after? Perhaps, or perhaps you need to stick in a little bit longer. But what I can promise you this, in all the years I've been coaching high performers, both in business and in life and in sports, is this. When you start to feel that nagging sense that it's not working out, or that you don't have what it takes, and you've been throwing everything you can at, given every effort possible, and you feel like you're at the end of your rope, tie that knot and hang on. Because chances are very good that you're about to win. Hang in long enough to allow yourself to enjoy that victory. And I promise you this, it will be one of the sweetest victories you ever experience because you had the courage to hang in and stick in there until you win. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moab Daily Power Up Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.